This is KUT. According to a new study, warnings that strict voter ID laws could hinder turnout among minority voters were right. KUT's Ashley Lopez has more on the report from UC San Diego that is the first research looking at a slew of voter ID laws across the country, including Texas.
It's mostly been a Republican-led effort aimed at cracking down on voter fraud. The flip side, presented by voting rights advocates, argues voter identity fraud, where someone pretends to be someone else when going to the polls, is extremely rare. And these new laws could hurt minority voters, who are less likely to have state-issued IDs. Until now, there hasn't been a lot of research into who's been right about all this. That's why Zoltan Heinl says he and two other researchers at UC San Diego looked into it.
Yeah, we looked at it because there were a whole series of claims and counterclaims on both sides, and they both had, to a certain degree, some merit.
Heinl's research looked at turnout between 2008 and 2012 in states that had passed strict voter ID laws. That includes Texas, as well as Arizona, Georgia, Kansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and others. What did Heinl and his team at UC San Diego find?
The racial and ethnic minority turnout declines much more significantly than does white turnout in states with strict voter ID laws in place.
This is something that groups like the Brennan Center for Justice saw coming. That's why the New York-based voting rights group sued Texas on behalf of several residents who say they were going to be disenfranchised by the state's law.
Every election that happens with this law in effect, someone has their right to vote blocked.
That's Myrna Perez with the Brennan Center. That argument, she says, has been backed up by three different court opinions, and now even more research. Perez says this study in particular also proves if voter turnout were to increase overall, turnout among minorities would still decline with strict voter ID laws in place.
Just because some people were able to vote doesn't mean that other people weren't, and it doesn't mean that the people that weren't able to vote don't matter.
In the meantime, Texas's voter ID law is still on the books, even as the state prepares for a presidential primary March 1st. The Brennan Center and others are waiting for the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals to announce whether or not they'll take the case. So far, various courts have ruled Texas's law violates the Voting Rights Act. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.